Rainmaker FM.
And now, for members only, I'm your host, Sean Jackson. New Year's Day is one of my favorite days. A day to reflect on the past year. A day to plan for the coming year. A day to indulge in the fantasy of those things we aspire to accomplish in the coming year. And then January 2nd happens, and reality quickly sets in. The things we've ignored over the holiday are now front and center, demanding our time and attention. The dreams from the previous day are confronted by the cold, hard truth of the world we live in. But then something magical happens. January 3rd, the day when we are back in control of our senses, using our aspirations for the year as guides, knowing that we have a lot of work to do. Fundamentally, the new year is about hope. But hope won't pay the bills, or get that post written, or write that ebook, or tweak your site. That work requires you. And I know you may be tired, or apprehensive, or just worn down. And that is okay, as long as you keep going and refuse to give up. You see, this year builds on all of the effort you have done for the previous year. And slowly and surely, every time you make the effort, you will be that much closer to the hopes and dreams that define the year before you. And that is what makes, in my opinion, the new year special. It is a way to build from all those micro steps from the past and gives you the opportunity to get that much closer to your goal. And we are here to help you. In this episode, Jess and I recap the episodes of 2016 to bring out the key points that you will need to start 2017 off right. So take this time right now to listen in and make sure you have the foundational elements of your membership site ready. Because the reality is you have many more steps to go toward your goals, and you don't want to spend time backtracking as you are moving forward. I hope you listen in. It's worth your time. Welcome to Members Only, everyone. I'm your host, Sean Jackson, and I'm joined, as always, by the highly committed Jessica Frick. Jessica, how are the Frick are you today?
I am committed. How the Jackson are you?
Yeah, you should be committed.
yeah, you too. Takes one to know one.
Exactly.
Happy New Year, Sean.
Happy New Year to you, Glenn. Happy New Year to everyone listening to the show. And certainly we are going to get this year started off right, Jess. We are going to help our audience succeed in 2017. We are going to help them go to that next level. We're going to do a lot for them. And today's show, I think, is a great way to get everyone mentally prepared for 2017. Okay. And how are we going to do that, Jess?
You know, I think the best way to move forward is to figure out where we've been and then plan our next steps.
Yeah, I think so. I think getting an assessment of kind of the things we've talked about, some of the basics that you should be covering. So let's use this as kind of a assessment episode, as well as some things that we can key off of so that we can help people for 2017. How about that? Sounds like a plan?
Can't know where you're going unless you know where you've been.
There you go. I like that saying. All right. So, Jess, I'm going to kind of turn it over to you then, and let's kind of go through some of the elements that people who may not have been listening to every episode, or if they have, some of the things that they really need to remember from the past so we can help them for 2017. So, Jess, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, you know, Sean, I was looking at our stats this morning because I always love – I'm a big numbers chick, as you probably know from – previous episodes, but I was looking and there's only one episode that I wasn't on, and it was your short one, You Are Not Allowed. It's the first one that you did in the start of the fall. And then you brought me in with a bang, and we did Does Your Homepage Suck?
Okay. Yeah, let's go through that, because I do think I want to set up this assessment correctly, because I do want our audience to be thinking in the right mindset, which is why that very first episode, which was very short, called You're Not Allowed, because it was a key point that the show really centers on, which is that to be successful in an online membership system, you have to exclude other people. And it's tough because, especially as marketers, we try to throw a wide net. We try to catch as many people as we can in that wide net. And the reality is that to be very successful, you have to exclude people. You have to say, this is not for you. But conversely, when it is for the right person, they feel like they have found a home because it's all about them. So I think when you start looking at 2017, the very first mindset you have to really concentrate on is this idea that I am going to create something for a very specific set of people, and it is not for everybody. In fact, I'm going to actively figure out ways to exclude those other people because I just wanted to be perfect for the right people. Does it make sense?
It does. And that, you know, I listed our most talked about topics, and that brings us to the unique selling proposition.
Yeah.
We've talked so much about that over our previous episodes. And, you know, I think that that's covered in every single episode, including the next one, you know, does your homepage suck?
Right.
If you're not unique, you're just going to fall into the fuzz. I mean, it's all static and you got to stand out.
And that that episode really, again, the stats really showed this too. People were really mesmerized by this concept that your limitations are actually what help you create up your unique selling proposition, right? Is that it's a limitation of time. It's a limitation of resources. It's a limitation of who you want to work with. I mean, we went through that episode to really talk about that these limitations are not weaknesses. They are what makes you unique. And certainly when it comes to your homepage, which again was a widely shared episode, you know, your homepage really has to talk about those limitations, right? I mean, it really has to come in and say, you know, we will not do this and we will do that. And again, make it very easy for people to say, this is right for me, right? And the homepage, by all means, is where you should be spending a lot of time, especially in 2017. Really take a look at that homepage again. Really say, am I showing my unique selling proposition by highlighting the limitations of whom I will work with? I think if you look at your homepage and really think about it and those concepts of uniqueness being limits, then I think you will have a really strong way to start off 2017.
And better still, ask a new friend or a family member who's not in the industry to look at it and give you feedback.
Yes.
Get some fresh eyes on that so you can hear what somebody who's not you thinks that your homepage says.
Absolutely. And the nice thing is, they trust me, people will always give you, you know, their feedback. And I actually think it's sometimes better to get strangers, right? Because they have nothing to gain or lose by giving you honest feedback. And so, again, I think you're right. Have people look at that homepage, you know,
sit down in a Starbucks. Hey, man, I'll buy you a cup of coffee if you tell me what this page looks like.
And does it clearly articulate what this is about, what you get, and more importantly, do you understand that it is right for certain people and wrong for others, right?
Totally.
So what next?
Well, the next one was the biggest topic we talked about, which is, of course, our CFO's favorite, money.
That's right.
And the episode that we did on pricing, I think, Sean, we probably could have broken up into its own podcast.
Yeah. And we actually had a post on copyblogger.com that actually included a slideshare deck that went and that accompanied that episode. So that episode that we did, how to find the optimal pricing for your membership site, that was probably a little bit more in depth than any topic that we've covered off in 2016, because membership pricing is always a challenge if you don't have a framework to work from. And what we did in that episode is we gave you a framework. We talked about anchor products, right? That your anchor offer is the most expensive thing you'll ever provide. And it helps you define your lower end offers, which is what most people will buy. And the slideshare deck that came with that talked through the math. And don't worry, folks, it was not, I mean, trust me, this was simple addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. This did not require anything more than what my, you know, middle school child is learning right now, because it is so easy, but you want to know the framework of what to put your pricing into.
And, you know, that is one of the saddest things that I see happen to smart people with membership sites. There's this, you know, mentality of, you know, throw it against the wall and see if it sticks, but you can't do that with pricing.
Yeah.
You have to have a plan.
Yeah.
And you can't just waffle on it.
Yeah. Because think about it. If I go to your homepage and I have a call to action on there, which was a big part of what we talked about on the homepage, and that call to action is going to drive people to a pricing page, you might want to sit there and focus on your pricing page and specifically how you create up those offers, those bundles, those incentives. So,
No doubt. So, you know, Sean, in my report for you, I also worked up some special awards. And when it came to the most starstruck Sean episode, that would be our next one with Chris Voss, Master the Art of Negotiation. And you know what? That was actually on one of my most tongue-tied episodes because Chris Voss was so freaking cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really nice to have the former head of international hostage negotiation on your cell phone because I was such a fan of his book and that interview that we did with him. Because here's the other thing. I know that many of our audience may not feel comfortable in a situation where they're going to have to negotiate something, be it to buy a home, a car, heck, even to negotiate a contract with a client. I mean, it's always difficult. And I know this episode was a little bit out of the general context of a quote unquote membership site, but I will say this, what Chris really said in that episode is that negotiation is a core part of everything we do, be it with our spouses, our kids, our business partners. It doesn't matter. We're constantly negotiating. And really go back and listen to that episode because there were some really important things that he put in there, especially around empathy, how to use words that can allow you to go to the other party with empathy in a way that really, really helps you get what exactly you want. It's amazing the things that he discussed in that particular episode.
Yeah, to make that connection and really engage with them beyond... You know, this is a forum.
Right.
Ask
right.
questions. I'll right. answer.
Yeah. And again, I think just the words, the pure words that he used. So you could, what did he call it? Weaponized empathy. Again, going back to that and understanding, because it kind of goes in what we've talked about is appealing to the right people, right? Which also means using words and language that make sure that those people are responding to what you have to say.
Yep. That was just, it was such an awesome episode. And I had everybody I know listen to it. I'm like, you got to hear this guy. It was beyond membership sites. I think it was just one of those that we really branched out.
Yeah.
But, you know, then we brought it back home to the basics and we talked about discounts, which again goes back to the money and the pricing.
Yeah.
How many people do you see do that wrong?
Oh, I know. Isn't that so frustrating too? I mean, everyone, I think, messes up discounts when they start using them. That's okay. I mean, the reality is if you don't mess up to begin with, then you'll never get better at it, right? But I think when we kind of brought
from our mistakes.
Yeah, learn from our mistakes. And also, we gave in that episode so many different ways to use discounting that it was not always just about a price discount, right? There were other ways to bundle it up, to put together an offer that was unique and that elicited people to act. And that was the key thing about that episode was different scenarios that you could use to motivate people to act. So, and it certainly went in with the pricing because again, once you have your pricing established, then discounting becomes something that will help motivate people to an action that benefits you. And of course, benefits them.
Well, yeah, it's an all about enhancing that value. And you can also do that with live events, which was the next show that we did.
Yeah.
You know, how to increase that engagement and value and, you know, really make the connection with your people. We talked about our live event and how other people could host their own live events with their membership.
You know, to me, this is something that is so easy to enhance the ecosystem of your community is put together some sort of live event where people of like mind can get together. And it doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be like what we put together with the big meeting room and the bands and all the crazy lights and stuff like that. It can be just as simple as saying to everyone, hey, let's get together at this coffee shop and talk about these things. Or going in and creating up meetups that, again, your community can participate in. It doesn't have to be either expensive, nor does it have to task you with something more than just spending an hour or two with people that are contributing to your community. It's amazing what that human connection can do to enhance that enhance the online membership community that you put together. And, you know, it's funny, we see that with the Studio Press community, right? I mean, there's been times when Brian Gardner has basically said, hey, everybody, meet up over here at this coffee shop, and all of these developers run over there and they all get together and they talk shop. And it just is a great way to make that online experience enhanced with the offline experience of getting together.
Completely agree. And, you know, speaking of enhancements, we talked about the porn industry.
Double entendre there. Yeah. Now
that was pretty much the whole episode. Me sitting here choking on my tongue going, oh my gosh.
You know, I think really from that episode, and certainly it was obviously designed to elicit a response. But here's the thing that I really think in looking at 2017 that can help you out a lot is don't feel like you have to be confined to just your market space, right? You know, even if you are creating up teaching material for teachers, right? Be prepared and to look outside your immediate environment for other solutions that are working that are similar to the things that you're doing, right? Porn industry being an extreme example, certainly, but it is designed to elicit this idea that you can learn more by looking outside of your immediate space than if you just spend all your time thinking about what is happening right there in that very micro market that you serve. So really take 2017 as a chance to broaden your learning by looking at others that are not even related to what you're doing and find a kernel of truth that would work for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is when we started talking to other people who were running membership sites like Jared Morris, who's obviously on staff, but he runs his own as well, which is highly successful. That was a very popular episode, Sean.
Yeah, that Indiana basketball. Jared Morris runs a site around Indiana basketball. And of course, I'm not a basketball guy, but, you know, I can appreciate the fact that he is passionate about it and was doing it. But this is the thing that got me about that particular episode. And I think, again, if you are struggling in 2017, if you've been doing all sorts of work and you've really just you need that extra inspiration, listen to that episode, How to Start and Grow a Successful Membership Site in Your Spare Time. Because Jared, year after year, basketball season after basketball season, just kept plugging away. And it finally gained some traction. It didn't happen overnight. But boy, when it started gaining traction, it gained a lot of traction. It was truly that exponential growth that you may have heard about. But trust me, it took a long time and in his spare time to make that happen. But
yep, absolutely. The overnight success that took a few years.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, people really resonated with that. We got a lot of questions about it. And we got a lot of people sharing that one on social media. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people resonate with the idea of running a membership site on the side.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a great way to start. Certainly a great way to start to get your 2017 plan together by just making it a small commitment to start with, but making it a consistent commitment. That's the key. Always showing up.
But, you know, to jump ahead, we also talked to Charity Preston, and that actually was our biggest single day traffic bump was the day after we released our episode with her, Why Passion Matters More Than Skill.
Yes.
And Charity does this full time.
Yeah.
She was a celebrated full-time teacher who now is an online entrepreneur full-time. And she said she wouldn't go back. She loves her membership site and she loves the membership that she's created in the various communities that have sprung up from what she does.
Yeah. And think about it. She leaped literally not knowing what to do. I mean, she had a sick child. She had to quit her teaching career to be with her child. And she just leapt. She just said, you know what? I'm going to jump off the cliff and see what the heck happens. And so she truly learned in the crossfire of all sorts of things that could normally derail almost anyone. But yet again, she was inspiring because she did take the leap and she just said, I'm going to make it work. And she made lots of mistakes. Again, it's okay to make mistakes, folks. Take your time, learn from them. Be out there constantly showing up. And just like Charity, I mean, again, she built a huge, huge online presence with multiple different sites, too. I mean, she wasn't confined to just one. She had multiple different income streams to offset the cyclical nature of her particular audience's buying habits. And so, again, that was another one of those episodes where your passion for something really, really matters, probably more than the skill when you want to start out.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that Charity does perfectly is balance that free versus paid content.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, there's always the question, you know, people will often say, you know, especially Brian Clark, give away your best stuff for free, but how much do you give away for free?
That
episode is a great one to listen to figure out how that plays into your funnels.
Yeah.
Speaking of funnels, we talked about Google Analytics. And I don't know about you, Sean, but I got a lot of feedback on that one via social media. People saying, oh, thank God for putting that in plain
language. You know, if you go through, I mean, think about it, folks. If you're starting 2017, you're decided that you're going to go in, you're going to be very exclusive in your site, your homepage, you've got that perfect purchase page, that landing page is ready to go. I mean, you're really spending time in your site. You're taking your passion and just muddling through all the issues that come up. It is all for naught if you don't have a way to report back on your effort. And setting up Google Analytics does not need to be something that consumes your entire life if you started off right. And that particular episode, how to set up Google Analytics for your membership site, you are absolutely correct, Jess. A lot of people commented on it because it was very simple. What we did with Lauren Thompson on that episode is walk through the basic mechanics that you can fine tune over time. So that way it doesn't become something that you're just sitting there going, oh God, do I have to spend time on it? No, you do it right the first time by listening to that episode, and then you fine tune it, and you will find that all of that effort you're putting together will be measured properly in Google Analytics.
Yes. And you can't figure out, I mean, aside from looking at whether you're making money, where you're winning and losing, unless you have those kinds of tools in place.
Yeah.
Or you're using Rainmaker, but you know.
Well, you know, it kind of goes into, because we did
do the sponsor plug.
Yeah, exactly. Sponsor plug. But it is kind of go, because I didn't want to jump ahead, because I do think it goes into that vein. Once you get the analytics set up, you know, we did have an entire episode about the actual purchase page, you know, where people actually give you money, which, you know, is kind of sometimes the point of all these membership sites. And that again, that was huge, because I do not think enough people, again, if you're looking at 2017, what can I do right now? Look at that homepage, look at those purchase page, look at your pricing, and certainly look at the actual page that people put their information on. It is so vitally important. And yet too often we just use the default throw up whatever and say, well, that's good enough. And it's not. The purchase page, the actual page where people put their money into, matters so much. And if you're not taking the time right now to do it, then 2017 is going to be frustrating, because you're going to do everything right, except you won't make money.
Exactly. If you can't nail that, the rest of your purchase process is for naught.
Yeah.
You got to be able to take that money. You got to make them comfortable. You know, if people are hitting that page and they get skeeved out,
yep,
you're not going to make any money.
That's right. And then I think finally to kind of, you know, and we should have done this at the end, even though, but we were just putting these into rotation, was the, you know, really the one that we should have ended 2016 on, which we didn't, but that's okay, was the interview that we did with Sonia Simone.
Because who is always amazing.
Who is always amazing. I mean, trust me, folks, when you read her work, when you meet her in person, this is such a, I want to say, a lovely human being. I mean, she truly is a lovely human being. She's extremely thoughtful. She's extremely talented. She's incredibly smart. And in that episode, she's humble. Why starting a membership site is a terrible idea until you just do it, really kind of summates what we talked about in 2016 about the, you know, all the things about how to get into it, how to really grow the community, you know, really some tactics to help you get started. I mean, one of the things she said in there, which is absolutely true, is that if you know how to build a membership site, but you don't know how to build an audience, partner with somebody who does. In fact, the one thing that she put in there, which was, I think, brilliant, is look, you need to have an email list. So go find someone who has a giant email list and say, I'll do the membership site as part of the partnership. I mean, just that tactic alone was worth the time it took to listen to that episode. So yeah, starting a membership site, and I think we can say this, is hard work. It really is. But you know what? If you follow this show, if you take the time to address the mechanical things that we talk about and get inspiration from the stories that we share, I think you're going to find 2017 to be much more, not only productive, but profitable, however you define profitability. Don't you think, Jess?
I completely agree. I think 2017 is going to have to be the year of action.
Yeah. That's
a big action.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if we're going to end this episode, I think that's the thought we're going to leave the episode on, is this idea of action, right? Is that now is the time to get up and get going. We've covered off on the basics. We've given you the basic things that you need to start being successful with. So now it's time to act. Now it is time to get engaged and to grow. Now is the time to say, I'm going to show up. Even if showing up is a pain, trust me, by showing up, you are not only reinforcing that commitment, but you will make incremental steps that in the long run will have exponential growth to them. Is that a good way to start 2017, Jess?
I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, we got to be bigger than our excuses this time. There are a lot of things going on in the world, a lot of things to distract us, and we got to just focus and just do it.
Just do it. And that is the perfect way to end this episode. So folks, here's to 2017, starting the new year off right by covering off of where we have been. And going forward, we're going to have our own call to action, which is to help you act in ways that benefit you in the long run. And with that, this has been another episode of Members Only with the always pleasant Jessica Frick. And...
at this super awesome Action Jackson.
There you go. All righty, folks. Have a great 2017. We'll catch you on the next episode of Members Only.